the founder of the sect of the Assassins, and it has been conjectured, assisted him in the establishment of his diabolical doctrine and fellowship. Some allowance must, however, be made for the prejudices of his historians, who would, of course, neglect nothing calculated to cast odium on one so inimical to their superstitions. Omar Khayyam seems particularly to direct his satire against the mysticism of Mawasi, the most exalted poet of his time, though inferior in his extraordinary and incomprehensible style to the later followers of the same school, Atta and the great Mullah. However reprehensible his mockery would be, if really directed against religion in general, it scarcely deserves the severity it met with when we consider that it was the abuses he attacked and the absurdities he ridiculed. And, as for the incongruities introduced into his poems, and his professed love of pleasure, he is only following, or rather pointing out as absurd, the contradictions of the mystic poets, which are difficult enough to reconcile to the understanding, whether allegorical or not. The following will give an idea of the style of Omar Khayyam. Ye who seek for pious fame, and that light should gild your name, be this duty ne'er forgot. Love your neighbour, harm him not. To thee, great spirit, I appeal, who canst the gates of truth unseal. I follow none, nor ask the way of men, who go, like me, astray. They perish, but thou canst not die, but livest to all eternity. Such is vain man's uncertain state. A little makes him base or great. One hand shall hold the Quran's scroll, the other raise the sparkling bowl. One saves, and one condemns the soul. The temple I frequent is high, a Turkish vaulted dome, the sky that spans the worlds with majesty. Not quite a Moslem in my creed, not quite a Giaour, my faith indeed may startle some who hear me say, I give my pilgrim staff away, and sell my turban for an hour of music in a fair one's bower. I'd sell the rosary for wine, though holy names around it twine, and prayers, the pious make so long, are turned by me to tender song. Or if a prayer I should repeat, it is at my beloved's feet. They blame me that my words are clear. I am, at least, what I appear. Nor do my acts my words belie. At least, I shun hypocrisy. It happened that but yesterday I marked a potter beating clay. The earth spoke out, why dost thou strike? Both thou and I are born alike. Though some may sink and some may soar, we all are earth and nothing more. His verses in praise of beauty and wine are much admired. Ghazal. Nature made me love the rose, and my hand was formed alone, thus the wine cup to enclose. Blame then, ye, the goblet's foes, nature's fault, and not my own. When a houri form appears, who a vase of ruby bears, call me Giaour, if then I prize all the joys of paradise. In praise of wine. Morn's first rays are glimmering, from the skies the stars are creeping. Rouse, for shame, the goblet bring, all too long thou liest sleeping. Open those narcissus eyes, wake, be happy, and be wise. Why, ungrateful man, repine when the cup is bright with wine? All my life I've sought in vain knowledge and content to gain. All that nature could unfold, have I in her page unrolled. All of glorious and of grand, I have sought to understand. 'Twas in youth my early thought, riper years no wisdom brought. Life is ebbing, sure, though slow, and I feel I nothing know. Bring the bowl, at least in this dwells no shadowed distant bliss. See, I clasp the cup, whose power yields more wisdom in an hour than whole years of study give, vainly seeking how to live. Wine disperses into air selfish thoughts and selfish care. Dost thou know why wine I prize?